So tonight we want to look into Ephesians chapter 6 and a passage that speaks in terms of spiritual warfare but also speaks concerning prayer. And so we want to consider that because the two are very definitely linked together, that we need God's help and in order to have victory. So we'll begin reading at verse number 10 of Ephesians 6, and we'll read down to verse number 20. It says, "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Praying with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. And for me, that utterance may be given unto me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in bonds, that therein I may speak boldly as I ought to speak." Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we just thank you for your word, and we just pray you would help us to understand it. And may we just realize that the spiritual battle that we are a part of, and may we engage in that battle through prayer. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. And so it is something that we want to be aware of as we go through our day. A lot of times as we go through things, we deal with people and often struggle to deal with people, and we often lose sight of what's going on around us, what's going on in the lives of other people, and we come to a place too where a lot of times with life we get overwhelmed. And we don't know what to do, that we reach our limitations, and we don't always like to reach our limitations, but it's actually a good thing, because when we come to the end of ourselves, that's really when God can start to work in our lives. And so we see in this passage where he says that we're to be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. And that we're to put on all the armor of God so that we can stand. And it's something really, when we understand the spiritual battle that we face of the forces of evil that seek to ensnare us, seek to deceive us, seek to discourage us and attack us, that we know that our strength is not enough, our wisdom is not enough, that we need God's help. And so But the thing is that we can be strong in the Lord, that he can give us the strength that we don't have. And what we see here is that as we take what he gives us, we can withstand the attacks and the wiles of the devil, that we don't have to yield to temptation, we don't have to give in, we can have victory. And so we think just briefly of some of the things that it says there, of how it speaks of having our loins girt about with truth, having on the breastplate of righteousness, our feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, and having the shield of faith. That these are different things that we operate with, that we operate with God's truth, that it helps us to discern what is true, what is false, so we know what path to take in life. We have the breastplate of righteousness, and of course it's not our righteousness, which is as filthy rags. It's the righteousness of Christ imputed upon us, that even though the devil can attack us for things that we've done in the past, that we say, well, I don't stand in my righteousness anymore, I stand in his righteousness, and all those things of my past have been forgiven. That we as we spend time in God's Word, it helps us as our minds are stayed on Him to have peace in the midst of challenging times. And as well, that the devil often will send different things our way, different fiery darts to seek to wound us, but we can raise up that shield of faith, that we can trust the Lord, that even when things aren't going the way we would expect, things are difficult, that He hasn't forsaken us, that it's part of His plan, that He can get us through it, and we can grow and be blessed as a result of enduring that temptation. And we're as well to take the helmet of salvation, the sword of spear, which is the Word of God, that we know that God's Word is for us a great weapon, as we that so often when we're bombarded by different thoughts that would lead us astray, that God's Word can be that help that we need to defend. That if we're, say, if we're worried, that we can find different verses that we can dwell upon, that can help us to say, no, I'm going to trust the Lord. The Lord is with me. I don't need to be afraid. If we're seeking wisdom, we know we can come to Him. If there's times where we are all worked up, we can look to Him and His Word and find words that can give us comfort and peace. And so be thankful for that. But we want to focus on, for remainder of our time tonight, is those last three verses that we read, where it speaks about prayer. And it is the thought that we are in battle with forces that are much greater than us, that we don't have the strength. And it's the thing is that we often see other people that are struggling, that are under temptation, under different challenges, and we would like to help them, but a lot of times we look that we don't have the resources to do so ourselves. But the thing is that it's again when we recognize our weakness, we recognize our limitations, recognize that where we are lacking, that's when we are really motivated to turn to the Lord in prayer and say, Lord, I need your help. And we pray not just for ourselves, of course, but for one another, for people that are struggling around us, that we hold each other up to the Lord in prayer. And so it's the wording there is significant, each word and phrase, where it says praying always. And it is something that we want to get in that habit where we're always praying, because we're always needy. We always need God's help. And people around us need to be held up in prayer as well. And it speaks of all prayer and supplication. Supplication, prayer is simply to ask. Supplication is more where it is the thought of an earnest request, where it kind of gives a picture of where you would actually go before a judge and plead your case and say, please, we need you to intervene in this situation because we have no hope any other way. And so we do that, and we pray, of course, in the Spirit, where it's not just us trying to think of what to say. It says we have the Spirit that helps us as we pray. But as well, it talks about watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. And we looked at this idea last time in Matthew chapter 26, where Jesus called his disciples to watch and pray. And it's the idea of being vigilant, of standing watch of keeping guard, being a sentinel. And it's really that thought is that where we have it in that way, where there's people that we care about and people that God brings across our mind, where the Lord says, I need you to watch for them in prayer. And so that sometimes, I think all of us, we have moments where we wake up in the middle of the night and we can't get back to sleep right away. And we want to realize sometimes, okay, well, maybe the Lord is calling us to watch in prayer for someone. And so it's certainly a much better way to spend the time than just sitting staring at the ceiling wanting to go to sleep. It's using that time and realizing that there's people that need help, and it's good to pray for them. And we see with Paul, we look at, he's the one that's sharing these truths with them, and is in the role of being a teacher and an encourager. But we see that he asked them to pray for him, and specifically that the Lord would give him boldness to speak. And of course, he's writing this epistle while he's in prison, that he has been preaching, and it ended up costing him his freedom, that he was now under house arrest. And it's kind of the thing, in the situation he would certainly say, well, maybe if I just kind of keep quiet, then kind of things will settle down, they might release me, and life will go on a lot more simply. But he's asking, well, please pray for me that I won't be tempted that way. Pray that I will be bold, that even if I'm in prison, even if it might cost me my life, and we know from history that it did eventually, but that he would still be bold in preaching God's word. And so we see that of just his desire. He said, I need you to pray for me. And so it's something that we really want to consider, where as God's people, that we pray for one another, that we know we're going through difficult struggles against spiritual forces, and that we hold each other up in prayer. And I know for myself, I know I certainly would appreciate your prayers as well, that just as seek to lead you all well and be a help to you, that the Lord would enable me, that I'm in much as need of prayer as anyone. So it's just wanted to share this with you, just be an encouragement to you, and just help us to realize how essential prayer is, that we all need it, and it's basically, we need God's help. We need him to intervene in situations. We need him to give us what we don't have and that we can't get anywhere else. And so may the Lord help us that we would answer this call to pray.